The first cattle to set foot in Hawaii didn't live to see sunset. It was February 19, 1793, and HMS Discovery had arrived on the island of Hawaii after a month-long journey from what is now Southern California. Captain George Vancouver commanded the 10-gun Royal Navy ship, which was midway through a 5-year expedition to explore and map the coast of North America. Before leaving the mainland, Vancouver and his 100-man crew had loaded 10 black longhorn cattle on board. These beasts crossing the Pacific had transatlantic routes. The Spanish had brought cattle to the New World even before Hernan Cortes conquered the Aztecs in 1521. By the end of the 18th century, large-scale sheep and cattle ranching was entrenched throughout the territory of New Spain, especially in Alta California. Vancouver had been dispatched to the Pacific coast in the aftermath of a near war between Great Britain and Spain over the ownership of northwestern North America. He had orders to assert British claims and collect compensation from Spain for any seized British assets. When the Discovery arrived in Alta California in late 1792, a local Spanish commandant presented Vancouver with the longhorns. The animals were crammed below decks on the Discovery so tightly they could barely move. They lived ankle deep in their own filth during the voyage, with scant portions of food and water. The wide span of their horns, which for bulls could reach 6 feet from tip to wicked tip, made the situation only more crowded and dangerous. When Discovery dropped anchor off the northwest coast of Hawaii, the animal situation went from bad to worse. A bull and a cow were dragged up on deck, where they were blasted by the sudden glare and heat of the tropical sun. Sailors strapped them into harnesses and lowered them over the side of the ship into narrow Polynesian canoes that bobbed in the waves. Hawaiian paddlers pulled rhythmically through the water, ferrying their exotic cargo toward the beach. The cattle were a gift for Kamehameha, the ruler of the archipelago the British called the Sandwich Islands. Yet the animals were more than a novelty present. In the eyes of Europeans, cattle were useful to the point of being indispensable, providing meat, milk, leather, and fertilizer. On these remotest of islands, they would, and should, be welcomed, even coveted. They were also instruments of imperialism. After the recent loss of its American colonies, mighty Great Britain was more determined than ever to spread its economic and political influence by establishing more overseas colonies. The era of an empire on which the sun never sets was still ahead, but British possessions were already spread around the globe. A foothold in the middle of the Pacific would be a handsome addition to the Crown's portfolio of properties. Giving gifts to the local rulers was just good statecraft, but certain presents also served as cultural and economic tethers. Vancouver calculated that cattle would be as valuable to future British interests in Hawaii as they would be to the locals. Unfortunately, the shock of it all proved too much for the animals, already emaciated and malnourished from their voyage. The cow died before the canoe even touched the beach, and the bull expired soon after. It was an ignominious start. Days later, Vancouver would try again. Little did anyone know the profound impact those cattle would have on the fate of the islands and on a future sport called rodeo.